Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
This podcast is part of the Planet Broadcasting Network.
Visit planetbroadcasting.com for more podcasts from our great mates.
Hello and welcome to Don't You Know Who I Am, the quiz show that asks who knows whom, who knows what, because who knows why. My name is Josh Earle, and if this is your first time listening, welcome. What took you so long? I've got 161 of them. Don't start with this one.
Is this number 161?
161,
don't
yeah.
start here.
Don't start with one either.
That's
rubbish. No good.
Right. What's your starting
number? What would you start at?
Probably 8.
Oh, okay.
Eight was an all right one.
Yeah.
I found out what it was.
I'd do 23, 96, and 119.
Oh, they're good ones. They're very good ones.
Yeah, they're all episodes with me in them.
Yeah. I only go on it when Harley's on it.
But if it is your first time, what I do, I get four very funny people and I quiz them all about their lives. So let's meet them now. Our first guest is a comedian who shares his name with a UK international relations analyst. You know him from the brand new show on Channel 10, Taboo. Can you please welcome, it's Harley Breen.
Yay!
Harley.
I share my name with a...
an analyst, an international relations analyst.
That is rock and roll.
Yeah.
Isn't it?
Yeah. What do they do?
They look at international relations and they analyse them. Yeah.
Probably a lot more than me.
How's Australia and New Zealand going? Oh, they're all right. All right, good. Yeah. Done. Knock off. Go to bed early. Also joining us is a comedian who shares his name with the operations manager of the Sapphire Group in Sydney. It is Damien Callinan.
Ooh.
My nemesis.
Yeah. Spelt the same way. There are a lot of Damien Callinan spelt I-E-N.
Yeah.
Only two
I-A-N. Yeah, me and Damo are the only two purists.
Yeah.
Purebred Damo.
Yeah. Just ridiculous. Like, it's all about the A's. Yeah. It's just all the A's. Don't put an E in there. It just confuses people.
Yeah, that's rubbish.
Our next guest, when you type her name into Google, the related searches are Chipper, Bunnings, and Annual Man Pash. Can you please welcome, it's Kirsty Wiebeck.
It could have been Hickey or I.
Annual Man Pash.
Well, everyone needs one of those.
Yeah. What's the Annual Man Pash?
Oh, it was my festival show a couple of years ago.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it was literally about an Annual Man Pash.
All right.
Yeah.
Same bloke?
No, different.
Oh,
ones. Yeah.
Got around a bit, did
you? Yeah, I was a bit of a floozy.
And when you say annual, was it on the same date every year?
No.
Like scheduled?
No, annual was used very loosely.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
You've got to say annual right too. You don't want to be Anal Man Pash.
So yes. No.
Yeah. Oh, well, I'm not here to kink shame.
No, I mean, do what you want to do.
Yeah.
And finally, is a comedian who has had more appearances
yes.
on this show than any other comedian in the world.
In the
world.
Wow.
Can you please welcome us Geraldine Hickey?
Yeah.
How many has she been on?
12.
12.
This is number 12.
Thank you. So I live upstairs.
Well, that's what I was going to say. Is that a convenience of location?
Sometimes I record here at Superbell Studios, sometimes at Triple R. Both these places, Geraldine frequents quite a bit.
Yes, yeah. I do. I have an office here.
How many of those were last minute fill-ins?
No, I'm second person booked today.
Second person booked.
Thank you.
Yeah, okay. I'm just mad for it. Do you have to have this registered as a part-time job for tax purposes?
That's a good idea.
Tax-free threshold on Josh Earle's podcast.
All right, our first game today is called Social Me Media. Well, what I do, I'll go through your social media accounts and I've trawled them and you have to buzz it and tell me who you think wrote this tweet or Instagram or Facebook post. Okay. If you get it right, you get a point. If you get it incorrect, the person actually wrote it, they get the point. So your names are your buzzers, poker faces on. First one is this one. It's important to remember that when you're busy and have many important writing jobs to get done, you should build a fort inside.
Jezza.
Yes, Jezza.
Harley Breen.
You are correct. Yes, a point there for Geraldine.
He likes writing, has kids, they'd build a fort.
That's right.
Oh. Put things together.
12.
The detectives in the house.
Yeah, nothing. You can't buy that kind of experience.
No.
When I was putting this down, I actually did think that if Damo answered, it could have been any one of you three here building a fort inside.
That's well, true.
I would hope.
Am I the only one who wouldn't build a fort?
I don't think you'd build a fort, Damo.
I would be disappointed if you wouldn't.
That's confronting, to be honest.
For a second, I thought it was mine.
I spent most of my tertiary education years living in a fort in someone's house, and they didn't know.
Question two. Fan tales are too fucking repetitive. I want to wrap it with some different trivia questions. Fuck.
Harley.
Damo.
Yes, Harley.
Kirsty.
Yes, you are correct. A point there for Harley.
I would
yes.
have said the 12 show veteran. So.
No.
I was going to, and then the fuck end. I was like, nah, it's Kirsty.
Yeah, well, that's right. What made me think it might have been me. Okay, fuck.
I couldn't hear properly because I'm in a fort.
Fantails are an underappreciated lolly, I think.
They are. No,
that is a lie.
No.
Who's underappreciating a fantail?
Yeah. When do you think of fantails?
Oh, do you think they're great or not? Do you think they're good?
No, they're good.
I think they're having a resurgence at the moment.
Are they?
But for a while, I think they were, they were just like a little sleeper cell in the lolly aisle. Like, no one was acknowledging them. Yeah. I don't think anyone was dissing them, but people weren't like, oh, hey, mate, how are you going? Should we talk about fantails?
Well,
or whipping out a question.
They're a little bit hard. And I've pogs out what few fillings I've got left. I prefer a tube.
So did you say tube?
Yeah. There was a B there. There was a B.
A Morella tube.
You do have to check the fantail wrappers, though, because some of the descriptions are fairly outdated. There's some people on there that maybe fantail might want to review having on their fantail.
Yeah. Mr. Cosby. Yeah.
Mr. Cosby. Yeah. Mr. Gibson. Mr. Weinstein. You're like, whoa. Wow.
Weinstein never made
Weinstein's on there.
Craig McCoy.
Really?
Craig. Hey, Dad.
No, come on.
He's not on there.
All right, question three. Every day I forget my keep cup, and every day I have a fake argument in my head about what to say if someone tells me I should use a keep cup.
Harley.
Kirsty.
Oh, I heard Harley first, yes.
Geraldine.
No, that was me.
Oh, boo.
I'm in this
that's
one.
Right. Yeah. Forgot you.
I was going to say Hickey as well.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I use a keep cup. Thank you for thinking of me.
Yeah, that, of course, right I forgot you were in it. That's exactly the kind of self-absorbed thing you would say. Sorry. I'm so sorry.
But I just realised recently, because there's a cafe around the corner from my house, and I don't have a keep cup, and I was looking to buy a keep cup, and I went, oh, yeah, that's right. I've just got a mug that I keep all the time. I can just walk around the corner with a mug, and they'll put it in that.
Yeah, I've done that.
Yeah. It's great.
You feel a bit dangerous the first time you do it, don't you?
Oh, don't drop it.
No, they can leave. I don't trust coffee from shops.
Question four. I used to think I had too many scarves until I discovered the double scarf.
Oh, Jezza.
Yes, Jezza.
Damien Callan.
Yes, you are correct. Point
He's
there
definitely
for Geraldine.
A double scarf looking guy.
Got three today.
I mean, you don't look like a guy that would build a fort, but you do look like a double scarf guy.
Yeah, double scarf for sure. Sometimes two different codes. Like I'll have a rugby league scarf and an Aussie rules scarf.
That is confusing.
And just hang out in Albury Wodonga.
Just hang on the border. Just desperate for friends.
That's bedlam.
Question five. I bought a Lazy Susan today, or as I like to call it, a fidget dinner.
Whoever that is, that is great.
Damo.
Yes, Damo.
Kirsty.
Yes, you are correct.
That is the best joke I've ever written.
I know. That's the only reason I knew you were a little bit red and you were looking at your shoes. But she's proud
like
of that. It's a great joke.
Like, it's so good.
So good.
And you know, someone came back at me and said, or you could call it a dinner spinner.
Yeah.
No. I was like, nah, mate, because then it's not a fidget spinner joke.
Can we just stop? Why do people respond to really good jokes with shitter jokes?
Fuck off. I just need your help.
Or they've just added the thing that you're ironically leaving out. Fuck off. You're not ready for this.
You're not ready.
Just laugh and walk away.
Yeah. Read the Reader's Digest. Just stay away from our fidget spinner.
Enjoy something that you got for free and move on.
Yes.
Yeah. Question seven. Man spends 17 years working on genetic mutations of zucchinis.
Kirsty.
Finally achieves his goal and grows one that looks like a Lost in Space era yellow UFO. Only discovered that button squashers already exist.
Jezza.
Yes, Jezza.
Because you've got to wait to the end.
You do, I know. Oh, I know. Right. Well, I was joking and then I politely let it slide.
Harley?
No, that was Damien Callinan.
Yeah. Which I knew the whole time.
Yeah, you would have guessed that.
It reeked of him.
Reeked of somebody
in squash.
Yeah. Genetic mutations.
He would have been sucking on a jube as he wrote that as well.
Wait, did you say jube?
Speaking of zucchinis, another. Is that a zucchini or are you just happy to see me? Get it? Because if it was a wang, it'd be massive and green and severed from its owner. I didn't think this one through.
Kirsty.
Yes, Kirsty.
Harley.
Yes, you are correct. Yes.
I have to wait until the end.
Yeah, I've got it at wang.
Got it at wang, yeah.
It's a hard decision to make when you're writing about a penis on which word to use.
Penis?
Yeah.
No, depending on the joke. Sometimes it's penis.
Oh, on the
sometimes
joke,
sometimes it's
right.
cock. Sometimes it's wang. Sometimes doodle. Willy.
Oh, it's
very lucky.
Yeah, it's a lot of hard being a man, isn't it?
Yeah. Absolutely. A lot of people.
No one talks enough about how hard it is for blokes.
You don't know where to put it.
In your pants.
Yeah.
Is it ever all right to...
Under lock and key.
Is it ever all right to call it a todger?
Definitely.
It's got to be a moment. All right.
It should exclusively be called a todger.
What about Glenn?
On. Next question. Devastated that we walked to the pub and now it's raining, so we had to get another bottle of wine.
Harley.
Yes, Harley.
Hickey.
Yes, you are correct. Yeah. You went there for Harley, yes.
I wasn't devastated.
It was a very smug photo.
I was trying
photo.
To read the tone.
Yeah.
It's quite
Did
happy.
Did someone
bear.
Reply that? You don't look devastated?
Oh.
Or you can reply.
I get a lot of replies to it, though, and I'm pretty sure there was some.
Sure you're devastated?
You don't look devastated.
Yeah. Get away from my caption.
Why wouldn't you get beer?
I would have replied. You'll bounce back.
Yeah.
That's okay. Like that's you know.
Thoughts and prayers.
Yeah.
Well, I've got that.
Hashtag first world problems.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, it always makes you feel good. Next question. From age 5 to 15, every Sunday I spent at the football. My dad would walk into the ground, point to the big clock and say, "When the small hand's on the 6, meet me under there." And then he spent the rest of the day in the can bar on the hill. You'd think by age 8 I'd know what 6 p.m. was.
Jezza.
Yes, Jezza.
Damien Callinan. Yeah.
No, it was
me.
Forget about him.
This is bullshit.
Do you know what this is like? It's like you're playing cricket and you do a beautiful straight drive and the umpire catches you.
Yes.
Yes.
That's exactly
and then
what
just
this
goes
is like.
You're out. Hang on. It would have been 4.
I Who's fucking know winning this round? That was perfect.
Jill's definitely winning.
I'm
right
on
now.
2.
Yeah.
I'm on 2.
Before you do the question, can you remind us? Can you go now? I'm in this.
I'm in this one.
just remind us the ones where you're the answer.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right, our last question.
Harley.
For the round.
Too early.
Sorry. I got too excited.
Cars are just metal boxes transporting people who are picking their noses.
Harley.
Damo.
Yes, Harley.
Kirsty.
You are correct. Yes, whatever, Harley. Yes.
That's another good one.
Yeah, good one.
I'll be honest there. I was going to go Damo, but he chimed in.
Yeah,
so
I was going to go Harley.
Wait up. Were you in that round, Josh?
I was in that one.
You were?
I'm a fiend for picking my nose while I drive.
Everyone is.
It's disgusting.
I've only had a car for a few months, and that's what I notice every time I'm on the road. Everyone's just like, I'm in this little box now. No one can see me.
Yeah, but are you doing it the same time?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. What kind
I've
of car did
a
you get?
I guy who works part-time picking my nose for me in the car, because I like to keep both hands on the wheel.
Was a good
10 and 2.
10 and 2. 10 and 2. Just comes up under.
I've never picked my nose.
Ever.
Such a clean man.
That's such a lie. You're doing it currently.
All right, at the end of the round, the scores are Damien Callinan on 1 point.
Oh.
Kirsty Wiebeck on 1 point.
Ooh.
Josh Earle on 2 points.
Yes.
Jeremy Hickey on 2 points, but in the lead on 3 points, it's Harley Breen.
It's never happened before. His microphone didn't even work.
It was working. I just couldn't hear it. All right, don't worry. You guys can get points back on Harley now, because this round is called We Are Family. Now, we all have families.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And today, we're going to meet someone's family. And today we're meeting the Breens, or in particular, Harley's actual family that he created himself. Now, mornings for Harley are...
There's other people involved.
Yep. Now, mornings for Harley are chaotic, with school drop-offs, new babies, work. But what did Harley accidentally send to school with his eldest son that got sent home with a concern note from the principal? Ooh. Was it A, Harley accidentally packed his tobacco pouch in his son's lunchbox? Luckily, the teachers didn't look in it, as it wasn't tobacco in the pouch. Was it B, his notebook with all the jokes and ideas in it? It was passed around the schoolyard and all the kids were reading Harley's joke premises. Or C, instead of his swimming gear in a plastic bag, Harley accidentally put the plastic bag they used for the dirty diapers. They weren't shit-covered diapers, they were just wet diapers. A, B, or C. One of these is the truth. You can ask him as many questions as you want. Bear in mind, he wants you to get it wrong, so he gets your point.
So there was a concerned note back from the school.
I got a note back, yeah.
Yeah. So not a phone call.
Not a phone call.
Just a handwritten note.
Yep.
On letterhead?
Not on a letterhead. On a plain white piece of A4 paper.
Handwritten?
Handwritten in an inside of an envelope.
Yeah.
And it,
can you...
Yeah, what did it say?
Yeah.
We're so concerned that you bought
such and such thing.
Yeah.
I'd imagine you wouldn't have wanted this thing to come to school.
Yeah.
Could you be a little bit more mindful, something like that, when packing your child's
I think bag. It went like this. Dear Harley, having previously already returned some wet diapers and the other thing.
Yeah.
And what was the other thing?
There's the
joke so much book. Remember them.
The joke book.
Yeah. Oh, that's right. This is how it went.
The pouch of tobacco. Yeah. Or the used diapers.
Yeah. And the note, obviously, will be slightly different depending on which one of those things.
Yes.
But effectively, it said you'd take some more care.
Yeah.
Be a bit more mindful.
Be a bit more mindful.
Yeah. You're a bad parent.
You're a horrible person.
So he's in the lunchbox.
Yes. The tobacco was in the lunchbox.
What kind of lunchbox are we talking?
I can't remember the brand name of it, but you can get it at the design market.
Okay.
You've been to the design market? It's a wonderful lunchbox. It has little compartments. It's kind of like a bento box lunchbox.
Yep.
And the plastic insert that goes in the other plastic thing that shuts around it, you can take that out. And so I didn't realise, but an old tobacco pouch that had some relevant content in it was underneath that.
Yeah.
So hang on. Your son has a bento box lunchbox, but you don't have a keep cup.
Yes.
What's going on, Harley?
Yeah.
I've got children. I can't afford my own keep cup. I have my mug, which I keep.
And when he's on holidays, he actually gets his coffee in the lunchbox.
that's why the tobacco is in there. Yeah. I took it around.
Yeah.
And I just drink out of one of the boxes.
And can I ask something, Harley? I'm not a parent and therefore not used to what happens with diapers or indeed how to build a fort.
really stuck in your side, that one, hasn't it?
Really has.
I can show you.
Yeah.
Come over to our house. We'll build forts.
I don't need to. I can just build one in my house.
Well, why like I always you do.
Yes. So why would wet diapers, I'm assuming wet as in just they've been in the washing machine.
They've been weed in.
Weed, not poo. Yeah.
Yes. No.
Not poo.
Okay.
Because you separate those.
How did it fit into your bento box?
No, that was the tobacco was in the bento box.
The rest just went in the bag.
Oh, yeah.
So
the
he thought it like just a plastic bag full of swimming gear, but it wasn't. It was full of
So there was a there was
nappies.
A plastic bag at the laundry, and the swimming was every day of the week.
Oh, yeah.
And I knew that that's where the swimming gear was, and it was just a rush in the morning. Everything was out in the
that
bag.
Grab
the plastic bag, throw that in the bag, let's go. So he was at school without his swimming gear.
And the joke book, can your kid and any of his friends read your writing?
Yeah, because that's the problem. I'm incredibly neat.
Beautiful penmanship.
I've got very neat writing. Mm. I can show you a notebook right now. I think it's in my pocket. It's in my jacket. It's too hard, but I've got very neat writing. And they're all...
Is it in your jacket or is it in your son's...
It's in his bag.
You should be a bit more mindful
of that. It's currently in the sandpit.
And
that's neat writing, isn't it?
Oh, that's beautiful.
Isn't it?
Yeah, that's majestic.
Yeah, that's a neat penmanship.
That is nice.
Yeah.
With the jokes written
But
in
there's like a whole page and you've written five words, so...
And drawn a little picture of a bed.
Yeah.
No, that's a planter box.
Oh.
Yeah,
it's
not
a very good
Going to grow some squash in there?
I'm going to grow something in there. There's some more... Yeah, there's a few jokes in there. Look, I've drawn a tiny house on wheels.
It's called a caravan.
It's a caravan. It's a timber caravan. That's what it is.
This notebook belonged to the other Harley Breen.
What?
This is belonged to the other Harley Breen.
Yes.
Yeah.
Top bloke. There's a note. Top bloke. Trip to America. Weed pool party story.
Okay.
All wonderful things like that.
Yeah, okay.
Mm. This was not the book, might I add.
My dad, when he was a teacher... as he was for his entire professional life. One day early in his career, he went to school and opened up his briefcase at a meeting and kind of grabbed his sandwiches out, and with it came my sister's knickers. She just like, I'm done with those. Stuck them in the briefcase.
This is what happens with kids.
Put the sandwiches down, the wax-proof paper and some knickers.
So, oh, they're my daughters. there was no way out of that.
God, he'd be arrested for that now.
Yeah.
Oh, they're my daughters. Okay.
Definitely be on a watch list, for sure.
When my mum, we were really little, us kids, and mum was making, she was having a dinner party and making some French onion soup. And my younger brother just put a handful of rubber bands in the soup. They were just floating
genius.
Around. And they looked like bits of onion cut up. So everyone's kind of chewing on this onion. Just go, oh, Lynn, it's really nice. And then mum had someone, oh, what the fuck's going on here? And
that's
then realised, yeah, one of us boys, bloody Brenton.
Just giving themselves lap band surgery by eating.
Yeah. All right, so how did the joke book end up in the bag?
The joke book was in the bag because we were riding to school. And I didn't want to take my backpack, so I put my joke book in his backpack.
But you've just pulled that joke book out of your pocket, mate.
Yeah.
You don't need to put that in the bag.
Okay. I did say that that's not the joke book, though.
Oh, that's not
this
the joke
This was my maxi joke book.
Oh, okay. Oh, you have like a Spirex. Yeah, right.
Because
I've seen you doing...
What was the plan after you dropped him off, just to take it back out of...
Get it out and walk along with it in my hand.
Yeah. Right. This is true. Yeah, actually,
sounds,
I don't know if you guys have ever seen
real.
This, but Harley does on plein air comedy writing. You'll see him often just down by the banks of the Mary Creek with his joke book on on an easel.
Yeah. do. Just looking at the environment and then writing.
Sorry.
I mean, you do it whatever way you got to do
absolutely.
It.
Absolutely.
Get it done.
Yeah. Yeah.
Whatever
yeah.
creative that's process right. works for you.
That's why I've never stopped when I've been riding past. It's like, let him go. He's
I'm
in
deep
his,
in it.
He's in his zone.
Do people think they know what they're going to answer?
Yeah, I reckon I do. Yeah.
All right, so Kirsty, what do you think?
I'm going to go with A.
You think A, it was his tobacco pouch?
Yeah.
Geraldine?
I'm going to go B because you love to pretend that you're full of shit on the real answers. So I'm going to go with the joke book.
The joke book. And Damien?
Well, you don't get any points if you get it the same as someone else.
No,
do
you do. Yeah.
You do?
Yep.
Oh, well, just in the spirit of fun, I'll say C.
You'll say C. It was the nappies?
The
correct answer was B. So a point there for Gerald.
Go, it knows me the best.
2 points for Harley, though.
And I knew just then when I was like, I don't know, I was walking along with it. I was like, just giving it away to Higgy.
Yeah, you did. Well.
And here's the thing, right? So the notebook, this is exactly what happened. It was a nice sunny day. I didn't want the backpack. I just wanted to get to school. All I needed was the book. We got to school. We get to school, drop him off, completely forget because of the rush of dropping off to get the notebook out. I ride back home and then just decided to work on the laptop with existing stuff I'd already taken out of the notebook onto the laptop. Worked all day. Went back to school, picked up Leo, and when I picked him up, he was like, Dad, your notebook fell out of my bag. And that was the first I'd thought of it since I put it in the morning. And I was like, my what? Fell out of the where? What are you talking about? And like rapidly tried to piece the story together as quick as possible. He's like, I had to go to the principal's office. Hold on, who read it? He's like, well, so-and-so got it out of my bag. I'm like, what? And then did he read it? Yes. And then who else read it? And then said this person and this person. There was like 8 kids wow. read it. Then it gets sent to the principal's office. She reads it. Like the most precious thing to me in my life is my notebooks, and it's
like
not
a diary.
It's because people can go inside your head. I don't want anyone to ever see it because they're all ill-formed ideas. They're just jotting the stuff. The thing I was working on at the time was Taboo, and the jokes in there were reminders of jokes about cancer, cystic fibrosis, race. So there was lines in there that were... Like, there's one line that just said, fuck cancer. There was another line that was from Yong, from the episode that was about race, who's from South Sudan, who at one point in a chat just said, oh, well, just fucking kick all the black people out. So I wrote, Yong, kick all the black people out. And these... These 8-year-olds are fucking reading it. And
I reckon
the
fuck cancer one's all right, though.
That's all right. That's totally fine. And in fact, that was even brought up by the teacher. She goes, I agree with that sentiment. And then the principal puts it in a sealed envelope and writes this note saying, hey, I could imagine that you would be mortified at the idea of children reading the notes in this book.
Oh, my God.
Could you please be more careful in the future? And so I had to go in and see her. I'm like, it's for a TV show. Because he was being accused of writing
of
it, too. Because there's just swear words every second
And he's
page.
Got beautiful penmanship, too.
No, he's not that funny yet.
It's all me.
All right, at the end of the round, the scores are Damien's on 1 point.
Yes.
Kirsty on 1 point. Geraldine on 3 points, but out in front now on 5 points, it's Harley Breen.
Yay. Yay. Were you in that round, Josh?
I'm on 2 points still. Still on 2 points.
Yeah.
All right, this round is called Yeah, Nah, Yeah. In this round, each of you are given a fact about another person on the panel. If you think it's true, you say yeah. If you think it's a lie, you say nah. A point if you get correctly. A point to the person the fact may or may not be about if you're incorrect. So to Harley.
Yes.
Now, during the height of the Melbourne gangland wars, Damien saw Carl Williams in a hotel bar. He walked over to him and asked him to take a photo of the group that Damien was with. Yeah or nah?
And I can ask Damien.
Ask him as many questions as you want.
So, hello, mate. So you're in a bar. I wasn't really listening.
I have that effect on people.
He's just trying to remember what he put in his son's school bag today.
He literally was. I was like, fuck, did I put that lunch in there? You're in a bar. Carl Williams was in there.
Yeah.
And he came and approached you.
No.
You, sorry, say it again. I literally
Damien
didn't hear
Damien approached Carl Williams.
Yes.
And said, can you take a photo of the group I'm with?
Yeah. Why would you pick him? Did you know who it was?
Yeah, totally knew it was. Yeah.
Why'd you pick him to take the photo of the group?
Because I was, this is a true story. He walked into the bar. It was right in the middle of everything. And the whole bar just went like quiet. Yeah. And he just kind of went and sat in a booth. And then there was like 15 or 20 minutes of like everyone being, fuck, Carl Williams is here. And then everything just kind of settled down. And I was with a big group. It was like knockoff drinks for TV shoot.
Yep.
And one of our crew was leaving, so having drinks and stuff. I thought, oh, it'd be a good idea to get a photo.
Yep.
Like before they leave.
Mm-hmm.
And
you chose one of the most notorious.
Yeah. There was about 15, 20 of us all gathered around. And I literally had my camera in my hand and I turned around and Carl Williams was standing right next to my elbow. And you know when it's really obvious that you've gone, it would have been weird to not ask him.
Because he was right there.
Because he was right there. And he looked at me and I looked at him and I just went, oh. G'day, mate. Do you mind taking a photo for us? And I handed him the camera and he just went, oh, yeah, all right. And so I turned around. I had this beautiful moment where they were all looking straight at him, but he couldn't see my face. And I was just beaming as they would just go, what? And what? So I went and crouched down in front and turned around and he tried to take the photo and he couldn't make the camera work. So I had to get up and...
He's not the type of guy you want to go, just point and shoot, mate.
Yeah. I had to go.
Don't you have an iPhone?
I had to teach him how to shoot.
Also, very, very good in case he decided to murder you and his prints are on your camera.
That's right.
That was well thought out.
That was the other thing going on. Yeah.
Did you guys all talk about it post-photo? Did everyone go,
after he left, there was a little bit of just... playing it cool, and then after he left about 20 minutes later, everyone just, what the fuck were you thinking? But there was also mass enjoyment.
Of course.
It was a comedy TV series, so there was like...
What was it?
Skit House.
Yeah.
Good gag.
Mm. Yeah.
It's just such a well-told story, and you're such a wonderful storyteller.
But you've seen some of my fictional stuff. It's amazing. World War One diary, not a true word in it.
Yeah.
Some of the best work. I know, look, there's not many people that are so consummate at telling real and fictional stories. It's a lot that you guys have presented with today.
I'm going to say that you were definitely in a bar with Carl Williams and you discussed this as a funny scenario, but it did not happen.
Okay.
You are incorrect. Oh, it was true. A point there for Damien.
Come on.
I know. Yeah, that was hard.
What was the photo like when you got it developed?
A little bit blurry.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think it was digital. Like, it was pre-cameras, phones. Mm. So this was maybe like 2004 or something.
It was on a little Canon digital camera.
It was on a little digi.
So when you watched Underbelly, did you think, wonder if our scene's made it? Wonder if there's a scene where...
Yeah, I did.
the cast of Skid
Well, I went further than that. I wrote the scene and sent it to them.
It's a vital part of the story.
I just said, yeah.
Me,
he was with a a woman who wasn't Roberta as well.
Right.
Oh.
So.
All right. So to Damien, you got a point there. Now, Geraldine this weekend is playing in the Community Cup, a football game that raises money for charity. It's taken very seriously by the players, and Jez was told she had to attend training if she wanted to play. halfway through the one training Jez did, she was exhausted. And while she doesn't normally do this, she had to spit. Jez turned her head and spat, but due to the wind, it blew back and hit herself in the eyes. She then rubbed her eyes with her hand, but forgot she still had the residue of some deep heat on her hands from earlier. It was then she realised that training is fucked. Yeah or nah?
Oh, that's definitely true.
I'm a former Community Cup player myself. Connolly Medal.
In fact, there's three Community Cup players in this room.
Yep.
You play for the Mega Hertz?
I play for the Hertz, yeah.
Yep. I played three times, a win record of two wins, one loss.
Okay.
Not bad. This is your first game?
This is my first game.
I'm fucking pumped for you. Mm. It's over here in the north now, though, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's near my house. It's where I walk my dogs. Oh, so heaven. Pumped.
Victoria Park.
Yeah, yeah, right.
Oh, Vic Park. Right. Okay.
It used to be over in the Wick. It was a lot easier for the
Where were you training, Hick?
At Fleming Park down near Triple R.
Oh, yeah.
Sunday mornings they have
Sunday
it.
Sunday morning. Yeah. Who's coaching?
Tim and his new coach.
Yeah.
And because I...
Timmy's spiritual coach or actual coach?
Who? What?
Timmy. You said there's two coaches, yeah?
No. Oh, no, one coach. It's Tim and then there's EBL. Yeah. Who's also playing is just giving a bit of a hand with coaching, mostly organising stuff, you know.
Yeah.
What position are you playing?
Forward pocket.
Ah, oh, forward pocket.
The dream.
Mm.
Wow, as selected, forward pocket. That doesn't really exist anymore, forward pocket.
It does tenuous, community cup when community you've got. Yeah. Yeah. It sounds like can't do much on the forward pocket.
So you've been to training once. You did. Where, did you do the DP yourself, or they got trainers who rubbed
it
down?
Oh, no, because this happened like... Not like so. I went to a training session not long after festival, and I had a cold for like I got that post festival cold.
Yeah.
And so I just went. I don't have to do anything. I'm going to lie down for a fucking week.
Yeah.
And then that just fucked my lower back.
Yeah. Right.
So when I went to training, I thought, oh, like I found some deep heat, and so I'll rub that on my lower back just.
Where'd you find it?
In a medicine cabinet at home. You know.
Okay. That's the right place.
So you've used it before.
Yeah.
She knows where.
This guy's a fucking idiot. Doesn't know how to build a fort inside. Doesn't know where deep heat's kept.
Yeah. Oh, she found it in a time capsule buried in Carlton Gardens. Yeah. She followed some coordinates and dug it up.
Fucking ask serious questions, Jamie.
That's exactly where I keep mine. Yes, you've hit the nail on the head. I could never have built a fort. What? Kidding myself.
Well, you know the basic rules of building a fort is you've got to know where the deep heat's kept.
Puts it together.
I don't know if I can ask another question now. But I will.
Oh.
Did you stop training after that? Did you...
Oh, mate, my eye was burning like a fucker. I don't know if you've ever rubbed deep heat in your eye, but it's.
No, I don't have fun.
It really stinks. It was like halfway through training, Anyway, I rubbed it. I got deep heat in my eye, and it fucking hurt. It really burnt, and I went, this is fucking bullshit.
Left or right eye?
In my right eye.
Okay, that's the one you've been rubbing. I was just checking. Yeah. That's good. Look, I'm purely going by a watch Hickey's face while you tell the story, and I could see her reliving the pain and the moment.
So you're going to say nah?
So I'm going to say yes.
You're going to say yes?
Yeah, that it did happen.
It was nah. Oh, a point there for Geraldine.
Good storyteller.
Thank you.
Right. Have you ever done
it? Take a few lessons from that, couldn't you, Dadmo?
I can't believe a word comes out of her mouth now.
Have you ever
Where
done
do
a similar thing?
But I'm not even playing at the Cup.
Oh, aren't you?
No, I am.
Gotta begin.
Come on.
You should get another point for that.
Can you take all my points off?
There's not many. Like to worthy. Be honest, there's not many there.
There's not. Well, Hickey and I are playing in a team, so it's fine.
I have rubbed like hot sauce in my eye before, so I was reliving that.
Okay. I've rubbed chili in my eye. It's
no.
So I did it once with a product called Breathe Easy Oil. So it's got a similar kind of. It's got eucalyptus in it, and you put it in under a candle so that it emits that, and then did a wee. And forgot that it was on my hands.
Oh, it did a wee.
Yeah.
You popped it on your todger.
On your toddy. On your todger. There you go. Correct usage.
I deep heated my willy.
All right, to Geraldine. Now, Kirsty once swam the Pier to Pub race in Lawn, but 100 metres into the swim, she lost her shorts. Realising this, she had to swim against the stream of swimmers coming towards her to find her lost shorts. She eventually found them and then swam the rest of the race with her legs splayed so they didn't fall off again. Yeah or nah?
What? What'd you have on underneath your shorts?
Swimmers. Yeah. But they were my brand new weddy shorts. Like they were brand new, hot off the press, first time worn. So I wasn't going to leave them in the ocean.
They were so new that you didn't try them on before buying them.
No, I did try them on. But you know how like once water gets involved, it can make things a bit bigger than they seemed.
What are these wedding shorts?
They're exactly like a wetsuit. Like they're wetsuit material, but they're like bike shorts.
Oh, right. Yeah, I've seen them
in your
bathroom
cabinet.
Yeah. They're really good for a flag in your Ford
as
well.
Yes, they're great as a flag. That's why you wouldn't want to leave it in the ocean. Yeah. You're on your way home to build a Ford.
Yeah. And they keep your todger dry.
And another one. Oh, no. Okay.
Yeah, but wetsuit, like when you wear a wetsuit, kind of sticks to you a bit. So they were too big for you.
Yeah, but they didn't seam it in the shop.
Right.
When they were dry and when I was vertical.
Okay.
But the second I got wet and hurry.
Tell me about it. I lose my pants when I get wet and horizontal all the time.
Yeah, that'll do it.
I'm never using the full word again.
Wet and hurry. I just slipped straight out of it.
Wet and hurry.
Wet and hurry.
Sorry. All right.
And how far ahead were you? Did you have to... Like, how many people did you have to push out of the way to swim back?
Because it was only 100 metres in.
All right.
And I'd started at the front,
yeah,
like, on the rope, and there was, like, about 10 rows of people behind me.
Okay.
Hundreds of people in my heat.
Yeah, yeah. What was your heat?
Like, old women, basically.
How old are you?
36.
Fuck off. You can't be an old woman.
Was it?
It was like, you know, like 30 to 45.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Okay. Old women.
Kind of women approaching the last horror of their life.
Wet and horry.
Oh. So good. That is really horry.
Okay. So, yeah, right. And they were just floating on the water. They didn't sink or anything.
No, they were floating.
Right.
Yeah, straight up. It took a while to find them.
And how did you go putting them back on while treading water?
Absolute nightmare.
Yep.
I up a good 45 seconds of my time.
Yep.
Shaved it off my PB. Stacked it on.
And how many times have you done the Peter Pub?
One.
Okay.
That was my first.
Okay. And so that PB line's bullshit.
It was my best time. Done one. Oh, yeah. Yeah, I swam 1.2 km in 3 days. PB.
Okay. I don't know what else to ask because I just cannot picture wetsuit shorts falling off.
Yeah.
So because usually they're very tight.
Yeah, and if. Sure, maybe they're not wet suits. I'm going to say nah.
You are incorrect. It was
How did you do that? Like, how can you grab them with your heels? You must know they're fucking getting... What by the knee area? You fucking split your legs then. What are you doing?
I tried, but they kept falling down. So I had to tow them in like a parachute. Right, there was a lot of drag. But you know why? Because all it is a draw cord. Because you know how wetsuits are tight? They're also all joined. So even if the bottom was too big for you, it's attached to the top.
Yes.
So the top's not coming down over your shoulders or anything.
Oh, so they're too big.
Just shorts. Yeah, they're too big. Way too big. But so what happened was I got wet and hurry, and then and then they just had like a couple of centimetres just flapping about, and because they were wet, I just slipped straight out of them.
Because I've got a wetsuit that I can barely fucking get into.
Mm. Which is how they're meant to be.
Yeah.
But and these are just shorts. They're actually a terrible design. Because I don't know how you'd get them to stay up anyway, even if they were tight. Because it's just a drawstring.
You need swimming suspenders. Yeah. That's what you need.
You do. Because it's just a drawstring. Water's going to get in there.
Yeah.
And that's how I knew I was coming unstuck, because suddenly I had like a really cold
Four of the last seven
crack.
People who won the Peter Pub were wearing lead house.
Yeah, you need some swimming leader houses.
Swimming leader houses. Yeah.
Well, that's what I'm going to wear next year.
That is a gap in the market. Yeah, yeah. Someone get onto that.
That was this year. Waiting for you on it the was pier. This year.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you know how I towed them in, like between my ankles? I need to tell you this. When I got out of the water, I was really sad because I'd been training and like I wanted to swim a good time. Mm. So I was quite devo. And I got to the finishing
line. That's devastated.
Yeah. Once I'd straightened up out of the horry position, I got to the finishing line and I was so sad and I found out that I'd actually swum an okay time. Right. Ooh. And I was like, oh, that's amazing. And I was like, oh, but you know, I've come last. And I hadn't come last. I'd actually come at like just after the 2/3 mark. Ah. So I'd beaten a huge chunk of people, which just leaves me wondering what happened to them out there.
They're all still trying to find their pants.
Yeah. They're all old women.
In the first 100 meters, they got hit by someone going the wrong way. Yeah. They never recovered.
You fucking drowned them.
Someone saw and they looked up and saw, oh, fuck this up. I'm on the wrong way.
I get home and find them, like they're tangled up in the shorts. I've towed them in.
Shorts are full of old women.
Yeah. All right, a point there to Kirsty. Now, to Kirsty, with the news of Harley's TV show, Taboo, Channel 10, watch it. Old high school principal got in touch with his management to ask if Harley would come and speak to the students, especially those at risk, as the principal said in the email, because Harley was a terrible student and became something. Harley has not responded, but was very close to just writing back, fuck you. Yeah or nah?
Oh. I can ask questions.
Yep.
I'm bad at constructing questions. When was this?
When did I get... When did I go to school? When did I get the phone call?
Oh, great.
Was it a phone call now? Wasn't it? I thought it was an email. She's already been busted.
I got a phone call from my management
Ask me
if I was interested.
All right, good recovery.
And that's what I wanted to come back with was fuck you.
Yeah, sure.
And it's the second time he's contacted me.
Oh, yeah. What successful thing had you done the first time?
Breakfast radio.
Oh, yeah, that's a good one.
He called up live on air.
Really?
Yes.
Yeah. Whoa.
To ask you to do a gig?
No, because I'd told a story about school the previous week, and he called up with a point of order about the story, saying that I'd made it up.
Oh, did he give a little bit of...
Stop replying to jokes.
Yeah. Just that. Yeah. So I'd told the story of me turning up to school with a...
packet of tobacco in your...
No, I turned up with an act and no one had asked me to do that. And it was my first real performance and I just turned up as a clown. I had this whole clown act and I told the story and said how it went. And he called up and went, it didn't exactly go like that. I'm like, all right, mate.
Yeah.
The way it exactly went was pretty fucking boring.
Yeah.
I was spicing it up for radio.
He said, why don't you call it a dinner spinner, Harley?
Yeah, that's what I was looking for.
So, anyway, so he's messaged through and asked if I'll come back to the school. For which I didn't graduate.
Oh, yeah, because he was so bad to the bone.
No, I just left the school. I left school when I was 15. So why do you want me to come back?
Because the principal was a punisher.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, right. It'd be good if I could think of a question that would help this.
Or do you think you know what it is already? What are you leaning towards?
I'm going to have a punt.
All right.
I reckon it's yeah...
You are incorrect. It was nah. Point for Harley.
No one's asking me to come back to a school at all.
Yeah.
In fact, I how long ago have you left school? How's he still fucking there?
I know.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Oh, this is why I'm not a detective. I'm so bad at it.
I did go to a careers day once. I was booked by somebody who'd seen me at a gig and they're like, can you come and do a careers day at school for grade 10s? I was like, yeah, sure. Why not? I'll come and do that. And as I was, she met me at the front gate and she was like, okay, so we're going in. She goes, now no swearing. And I went, oh no, there'll be swearing. She was like, no, you can't do any swearing. I'm like, I'm definitely going to swear. There's 400 grade 10s, so I'm going to swear. And so I get there and do the gig, swore like, I said, g'day, I probably even said g'day fuckos or something like that. And then talked about that I just had a baby and I made it with my dick. And then talked about other stuff and talked about how I got into the industry, whatever. It was actually a lot of fun. Afterwards, the principal came up to me and said, how did you do that? And I went, what was that? She goes, you had them in the palm of your hand for half an hour. I went, yeah, I said fucking dick in the opening minute. They're 15 years old.
Yeah, easy as.
Not rocket science.
Easy.
But hence why I would never be invited back to my own school.
Did they fair enough. Did they do like a Q&A afterwards? Like where they...
Yes.
And was the first question, do you know Carl Barron?
No, it was Do You Know Dave Hughes? Yeah. It happened in.
And then around the scores, Damien on 2 points, Kirsty on 2 points, me on 2 points, ooh, Geraldine on 4 points, and in the lead on 6 points still, it's Harley Breen.
Oh, oh, this is hard.
Anyone's game, though.
I've never not come last, by the way. So
pressure's
on
you. Oh, no.
So. All right, yeah. This round, it's a final round. It's called Who. In this round, I'll read a bunch of questions all about you four. I'm not in this one. If you know who it is, buzz in. Your name's your buzzer. You get a point if you get it right. You get a point off if you get it wrong. Only round you can lose points. First question is this one. Who here had a job as a karaoke DJ?
Jezza.
I heard Jezza.
Damien.
No, it was Kirsty Wiebeck. Point off Jezza there. Yeah. What was your DJ name?
Oh, DJ Dance with a TZ.
DJ what?
TZ.
Dance. I can't say it because I'm so ashamed. But I had a TZ at the end instead of a awesome. C. Yeah. It's pretty cool.
I was going to go you because I thought you must have done that at Kingpin.
Yeah, could have done that.
For a cat.
I reckon you have done that. You've forgotten.
Yeah. And what made you quit, Kirsty?
I went on to become like a regular DJ after karaoke DJing, and it was after a particularly brutal hen's party where the chief bridesmaid like went to town on me for playing Alice DJ's Better Off Alone the night before her bestie's wedding.
Oh, great.
I was like, I don't think I've got any sway over whether she goes through with this or not.
Yeah. Powerful. It must have been particularly on the rocks. Like, really
like
precarious.
Ideas in
she's going over. She's going
DJ
on the way.
Question two. Who thinks a world leader has their joke book?
Kirsty.
Damo. Oh, yes, Damo.
Harley.
Yes, you are correct. Point there for Damien. Yes.
Yeah, because he left it in his school.
So it's another story I sent for Gerald. I was like, pick one of, I left a notebook somewhere. I left a notebook in a restaurant in a hotel I was staying at in Russia. And like, again, it's the most important thing is because they're the notes. Like, you can't get them back out of your head.
Yeah, we've heard this, Harley.
All right, sorry. I went in the restaurant. I said, do you have my notebook? And they were playing the I don't speak English card. And I was like, notebook. And I got another one out, like this notebook. And they're like, nah, not here. I'm like, come on. I was the only one in here. Then I went outside and the car was waiting to take us to the airport. So our Russian fixer went in and he asked in Russian. All of a sudden, the notebook's there. I'm like, thank you. Got on the plane, got to the next city, got to the hotel, said to the guys I was on the trip with, I'm like, I'm going to go to the pub and do some writing. Get to the pub, open the notebook. 4 pages of notes had been ripped out. And I was like, why the fuck have they ripped those pages out? And then I'm like, they must just take that and send it to Putin. That's what's happened now. And one of the notes that was in there, I went out for a drink with a guy who was Armenian trying to convince me to go to the hookers. He's like, you got to go see prostitutes. I'm like, oh, no, I'm in a committed relationship. I'm not interested. And another one of the guys there from Australia was like, yeah, we're all married, mate. We're not into that sort of behaviour. And he looked at us and went, ah, you're Australians and you're sacred dicks. So that was, I'd written Australians and their sacred dicks. So I just want to know what Putin's making of that.
Yeah.
And also, fuck Russia.
Yeah. Right at the top, fuck Russia.
Oh, that's so good.
Question three. Who broke their foot as a child because they dropped a bench on it?
Damo.
Yes, Damo.
Kirsty.
No, it was Geraldine. Yeah, point off Damo.
Just enjoying playing.
Yeah, it's fun. I like it. But something good came of it.
I did. It was around, the time. I was like 10 years old, so I just started playing soccer. And it was my right foot. So I just had to learn how to kick with my left foot. So now I can kick with both feet.
You're ambi.
Oh, great.
Prefer the left. And it's very impressive.
Do you have to have a bed on the other foot while you're doing it, though? Or is that...
No, it was like, it was a bench. And
so the community cup, are we going to see you in the forward pocket with a bed on one foot? Just snagging them. You'd be on wheels. But, yeah.
All right, next question. Question four. It is, who broke their collarbone as a kid dressed as a superhero?
Kirsty.
Yes, Kirsty.
Harley.
No, it was Damien Callan there. Yeah, point off. Kirsty there. So how'd you break your collarbone dressed as a what superhero?
Robin.
Robin, Batman and Robin.
It's not really a superhero, is it?
No, it's a sidekick.
Thank you.
I want that point back.
I didn't. Yeah. Well, I didn't say superhero.
I didn't want to gender the superhero, so it made it only out.
Also,
of
I didn't two. Break my foot. I just lost my big toe. Nail.
Nail. I just lost my big toe. Nail.
Mine was a green stick fracture. Okay, we're getting...
facts, all right?
Fuck facts.
I can't build forts either.
Let's build a fort now.
How I did it was I got a Robin costume for my 4th birthday, which is early in December. And Christmas Eve, the kid across the road was having a birthday party, but he was 10. And I was the only non-10-year-old at the party. And it wasn't fancy dress.
It's the best.
But I turned up dressed as Robin. And miraculously, he'd been given a Batman costume for his birthday. So he was dressed as Batman.
Ah,
but we're the only ones in costume. And I was just constantly going around him, just like doing Batman stuff, you know, biff, baff, kapow, and all that sort of stuff. And he hated me anyway, this kid. He didn't really know
like
why
Batman
I was there.
And Robin.
And he picked me up by one arm and slammed me on the concrete and broke my collarbone.
Jesus.
Wow.
And that was it. And I just got up and just with a little broken wing, just going, oh. And I could actually, our driveways were directly opposite each other, so I just kind of walked. Yeah, the back door was unlocked.
And the worst, there were no witnesses, because when he slammed you, a big, like, kapow!
Kapow!
Question 5. Who recently had a personal trainer tell them they don't walk properly?
Harley.
Yes, Harley.
Kirsty.
Yes, you are correct. Put there for Harley, yes.
It's because you had wetsuit.
Yeah, it's because you had your shorts around your fucking ankles.
I'm waddling along in my shorts.
You don't vert good. That's what it is.
Yeah, you're good on the horry. No good on the vert.
Great on the horry.
What's wrong with your walk?
I don't. You're meant to like push through with your feet. You're meant to have like the weight of your body down, pushing on your feet. And I've got lazy glutes, essentially. A lazy bum.
I've always thought that about you.
Yeah.
I'm like, she's a good worker, but her glutes are fucking lazy.
I was going to bring that up. That's actually gotten back to me that you've been saying that.
Yeah. Well, it turns out I'm right.
And you've got.
Did
you know,
go back to this personal trainer?
Yeah, yeah. She's very great. She's
bullshit. She's fucking mole.
I love her.
Yeah. Oh, no, I'm just
okay, go back then.
No, she's all right.
Next question. Who collected wine labels as a kid? Who collected wine labels?
Harley.
Yes, Harley.
Damien.
Yes, you are correct. Another point.
Of course he did.
Because as a kid, we were building forts.
We were building forts. I had wine bottles in the bath soaking labels off.
Why?
And then putting them into photo albums.
That's the real reason the kid across the road broke your collarbone. You're a geek!
Because it was just leverage on your parents going, I know how much you guys drink. Look
a
at
little
this.
Bit. No, all my entire childhood was just spent going to wineries. So I had to find some way to
make
survive
it.
So I'd either soak labels off or I'd make, they stopped me drinking because I used to knock off. They found me knocking off wine. So they put a line through that and said, maybe collect wine labels. So I'd start asking, them going, do you guys have any labels? And back in those days, they go, yeah, no worries. It, you know, they tightened up once they saw how much money I was making.
How young were you when you were drinking?
This is like, you know, late primary.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because when my brother was in year 8, we went on a family holiday to Bundaberg. My parents pretty much invited our family. Yeah,
where I grew up.
Our family to a friend of theirs' wedding. Just went, oh, we're coming. And we did all the rides and the Gold Coast, then drove up to Bundaberg. And on every table they had like a little Bundaberg rum,
of course,
like you'd find in a hotel. Like, and no one was using them. So my older brother Jason went around, and I reckon he drank about 10 of them at this party. He's like 14 years old.
And then just start bashing his best mate.
But he was so blind drunk.
Of course he was.
Yeah, but I had an inner ear infection as well at the time because I hadn't, I'd never seen a spa bath before. So where we were staying had a spa, so I was putting my head under it and just swimming around. It burst my eardrum.
Fuck.
And so I was on these painkillers and like was just not well. And so just vomited all over the dance floor. And then they saw that there was like 10 empty bottles and I got the blame. For drinking
because
I'd thrown up, and they thought, oh, there's this 11-year-old kid from Burnie drinking all the Bundy rum. This family who invited themselves to this wedding, and mum and dad aren't friends with them anymore. So
you're the one who got blamed, but your brother's on the pokies just screaming at people.
Wow. And it took so long for gay marriage to get over the line. I can't believe it.
And wait, you drove from Tassie to Bundaberg?
No, because there's a... see in between. So we flew.
Well, because we did the exact same thing at the same time. Straight. We drove from Bundaberg to we went to Cygnet. We took the family car on the barge.
Yeah. No, we flew up to Brisbane, drove down to the Gold Coast.
That's more reasonable.
Did all that, then drove up to Bundaberg, and then back down to the Gold Coast and flew back.
So yeah or nah, Harley? Yeah. Yeah.
Oh no, they're all places. Yeah. Yeah. They're definitely places.
Next question. Who sent a personalised text to their doctor because they couldn't remember what practice they'd moved to tell them that it was some important bum stuff?
Jezza.
Jezza, yes.
It's Harley Brown.
Oh. Yes, I'm there for Geraldine.
The bum man himself.
I had to text him and say, I've got a pretty serious situation and I need to see you. Because he'd moved and I didn't know where he'd moved to. And he's like, yeah, it's fine. I'm in here. I'm like, cool. Well, get the scalpel ready.
I also liked it was also Happy New Year, by the way, of some important bum stuff's come up.
We need
well,
to
you
talk
know
about
what?
My
it's
bum.
Really great to get a GP who you can have that kind of relationship
with. Totally.
Yeah,
totally. That's true.
I'd have battled through it. Years ago, I'd have just battled through the pain like any other dead shit man. And now I've got this guy, like, I feel open enough to go, hey, the hemorrhoids are really flared up.
Yeah.
Need to come and show you.
Yeah, but give it a jab.
Yeah, having said that, he has moved practice to get away from it.
Okay, next question. Who went to help an injured kangaroo but unfortunately ended up watching it get put down instead?
Kirsty.
Yes, Kirsty.
Hickey.
Yes, you are correct. Yeah. Pointing for Kirsty, yeah.
Got it. Watched it get shot right between the eyes.
Oh. That's rough.
Yeah, but also that's where you want to get it.
Yeah.
Instant. And then to make sure it was dead, tap them on the eye.
Oh.
Why?
Yeah, so it doesn't move. Like it's right. Like dead eyes, dead.
Oh, yeah.
Is that what they did?
Yep.
Tap the eye.
That's a brutal detail. Just the eyes.
And unfortunately, they had Denka rub on their fingers. Yeah.
Burnt a hole right through it.
I actually saw a roo get hit by a car. Massive roo just appear in front of this car. And then that car kept driving and we watched it just jump into the bush with a massively broken shoulder and leg. So we went to town and got the cop to come out. And then he shot the wrong roo, unfortunately. took three before he got the right one. But anyway.
I've got a roo story, but I just feel like it's too much roo death here.
We'll save it to next time.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, the Carl episode.
And our final question for the game. Whose great-grandparents fought in the Eureka Stockade?
Kirsty.
Yes, Kirsty.
Harley.
No, it was Damien. Damien.
Oh, every day it was Damien. Every day it was Damien.
I thought it was too obvious. Too obvious. He looks exactly how he is.
Too obvious.
So, what side were they fighting for?
Both sides.
Oh, both?
Yeah. No, they were all rebels. The Eureka was just the name of the lead where they happened to live. So guys used to live at like, you know, American Reef or Welshman's Creek or Chinaman's Cock or whatever. So when they put the stockade up around, they basically put it around their home.
Yeah.
So three of them were camped there. One of them lived off site. And so when the actual attack happened, there was originally 10,000 men were there for the oath under the Southern Cross. But that morning, there was only about 150, and that's why they attacked them, because it was Sunday morning. Most of them were Catholic, had gone home to families
dirty
for
bastards.
Saturday night. But the Callendons had just got on it. So they were all there.
Shoveling a pickaxe ready.
Yeah. Two of them were wounded. One of them was actually arrested. I've done a show about it, but one of them got wounded and was arrested on the grounds, and their sister, Bridget, was going around with one of the cousins tending to the wounded, and they saw what was happening. And she seduced the police guard into the bushes, and he escaped. She is known colloquially as Slutty Great Auntie Bridget.
I'll go... Yeah.
Fair bit of detail there.
All right, at the end of the game, the scores are Kirsty Wiebeck on 1 point.
Oh, wow. Hey.
No.
Oh, the mighty have fallen.
I'm so sorry.
Josh Earl on 2 points.
Okay. Oh, no. Josh Earl beat you at his own podcast.
I hate this.
Damien Cullen also on 2 points.
Nice.
Geraldine Hickey on 4 points, but our winner on 8 points is Harley Bree.
Oh.
8 points.
It's a first for me.
Congratulations. Yeah,
thank you, guys.
Because you win, Harley, you get to promote whatever you want to promote first. What do you got to promote?
Well, unfortunately, I don't have tickets on sale, but there will be a tour happening in August in your capital cities.
Cool. And so also, what night's Taboo on?
Taboo is on Thursday night. I'm not sure when this comes out.
Tonight it'll come out.
Oh, perfect.
Yep.
So you can watch Taboo episode 2 tomorrow, and then there's only 2 more episodes to go.
Awesome. Geraldine.
You can listen to me every morning on Breakfasts at Triple R 102.7. And you can watch me playing down at the full forward pocket on Sunday at the Community Cup.
Do you reckon you'll kick a goal? Do you reckon you'll kick any goals?
She's going to kick three.
Three goals.
That's mine. Yep.
I'm going to have
with
a
her left foot.
Red hot crack, but let's just see if the ball actually gets down that far.
I'm going to come.
Yeah, it's a good, it's a bloody good day.
It's a very good day. Damien.
I'd like to promote a balanced diet and a healthy lifestyle.
Just
more
had a heart
more
attack,
on that next comedy festival. Yes.
And Kirsty Wiebeck.
All right. I've got the diary out. Of I'll be doing my solo show next week in Canberra and Sydney. It's called Chipper. It's in Canberra on the 27th, 28th, and then Sydney on the 29th. There's two extra shows, and there's tickets to those. Week after, I'm in Brisbane. Week after, I'm in Hobart and Perth.
Oh, and, right, mate, we can all get our
diaries. Anyway, I'm very, very busy.
Also,
my baby's
you
due in October.
You want to find out his
head down to Bunnings. I'm going to point with my cardiologist. You guys want to come?
Going to be seeing my PT in the morning.
Thank you all for playing Don't You Know Who I Am. Till next time, bye.
Bye. Bye.
G'day, mate.
This podcast is part of the Planet Broadcasting Network.
Visit planetbroadcasting.com for more podcasts from our great mates. It's not optional. You have to do it. We used to go easy on it, but now you have to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found. That project manager I could never seem to hire? And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.